My name is André Rachten. I'm professor of contemporary and recent history at the University of Maribor. And I'm here for the first time and I'm very impressed what I see.
Why did you want to come to this particular conference?
The first reason was actually because I was just in the middle of finalizing my last book about Franz Ferdinand and the Slovenes. When I heard that there would be a conference dealing with the First World War causes and of course the Sarajevo assassination, I immediately volunteered to participate.
It is an aspect of the First World War that perhaps many people in the UK don't know very much about. Do you think it is something that we should learn more about at school and during our lives?
Well, I would say that I'm pleasantly surprised that actually in the UK the awareness of the importance of the Sarajevo assassination is even more presented in the open discussion among the scholars, as this is the case in Slovenia. When I visit the bookshops here in the UK, I'm pleasantly surprised because there are so many new titles. In Slovenia, this is not the case.
And it's an aspect of the war that very much deserves study.
I think it's one of the most important aspects of the war because it's the beginning of everything what happened afterwards. And, also the causes for the First World War are something which should be evaluated from these different perspectives. I think 100 years anniversary is actually the best possible time to rethink some of the stories before the First World War.
You have enjoyed the conference. What have been the highlights for you?
For me, each panel was a highlight because in each panel I learned a lot new information. There are some scholars which I already knew from their books and they presented their new research projects. And at the same time, I had the opportunity to get some new additional knowledge from a new generation of scholars. This is very important. I think this conference served its purpose entirely.
People who are not historians perhaps will not understand that even though these events happened 100 years ago, there's still so much we can learn from them.
I think this the German-speaking world you can find really good expression. It is called Urkatastrophe. It is actually this ancient catastrophe of the First World War, which actually was beginning of all other calamities which followed in the 20th century. So I think we should explore more to avoid possible mistakes in the future.